know the vibes. Welcome back to another episode of the Hoop Genius Podcast, brought to you by NBA 2K24. It's myself, Mo Mutsi. Alongside me, as always, is the three-time NBA champion, Mr. BJ Armstrong. If you're new here, welcome. You know, we've had a few posts blowing up on the Instagram. A few NBA fans are a little bit mad.
Mo is blowing up on Instagram.
We blowing up. It's a team effort. Shout out to Bart, shout out to Scott, shout out to the whole squad. And we're doing what we do. BJ, I think I figured out NBA media.
Okay,
go ahead. I have figured out the formula of NBA media.
All right.
And this is why ESPN and Undisputed and whatever the networks are always talk about the same stuff. If you talk about anything related to LeBron James, your comments will be filled by either his fans, if you say something negative about him, or if you say something positive, the amount of people that hate this guy for no reason is crazy. So I posted a video talking about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and some of his exaggerations on some of the calls. And 25% of the comments are people saying, why aren't you talking about LeBron doing the same thing? And I'm like, LeBron's not even in the video. We didn't mention him. This guy's just living rent-free in all of you guys' minds. So I feel like if we want this podcast to really blow up, we should just talk about LeBron, talk a bit about the 90s and how this era is apparently better, and then we'll go viral every day. But unfortunately, we keep it 100 on this show. We talk about real basketball topics on this show. So let's talk about some real basketball, BJ.
Okay.
First of all, I want to start by saying the NBA's rule of 65 games minimum for NBA awards. I like it because Kawhi Leonard just played his 65th game. So we've not actually seen Kawhi play more than 65 games since 2017. So I think it's working. Obviously, Tyrese Halliburton's numbers have been horrible of late as he plays through an injury to try and get that bonus in his contract. But, you know, there is bad luck and misfortune everywhere around the league. Do you think this rule is here to stay, BJ?
I mean, again, I just have to stay in my lane. Okay. Last time I checked, you get paid to play 82 games.
Yes.
Now I have to make a rule to say you have to play a minimum of 65 games. Like, I don't know how this works. Now, I'm just going to assume that whatever's going on physically, mentally, or whatever reason you can't play, that there's something going on. And that everyone's trying the best they can. That's all I can. I'm just going to take everybody at their word and say, everyone's trying to play as many games as they possibly can. I mean, I don't comprehend that. Like, okay, I think I've said this to you many times before. Yeah. Okay, I as a professional, I valued why you had to practice. But I always wanted to play in the game. Like, that's a non-starter with me. Like, I get a chance to play in the game. Like, okay, like, hey, you know, like, when you get older, you're like, man, I don't really need this practice today. But tomorrow night, I can't wait to play in the game. Like, that seems normal to me. Not wanting to play in the game, I don't want to believe it. I don't even want to understand that. I don't want to understand that, to think that the commissioner is saying, hey, guys, you got to play a minimum of, like, I've never met a, well, I can't say I've never met a player, but most of the players that I either play with or work with or whatever, they've always wanted to play in the game. Now, all of a sudden, is this a real thing? I just don't want to believe it. So I'm just going to stay in my lane on this one and go, Mo, you know something about the NBA I don't know, and I don't understand it, and I don't want to understand it. And to think that this is a rule, well, I mean, it makes, I feel incredibly sad. I feel really sad to think that thought process would even go. Like, who doesn't want to play in the NBA game? Like, man, if I could right now, Mo, I would play. Like,
I would trade everything I have to play one game in the NBA.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And for a new set of knees to allow me to play. But
yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I don't, but I guess it's a real thing. So
Okay, well, the Lakers. Let's talk about the Lakers a little bit. without LeBron James this season, they're 6-4. They picked up some good wins. They beat the Timberwolves, they beat the Celtics, they beat the Warriors, and they've beaten the Bucks twice, including an insane game just the other night. BJ, did you tune in?
Yes, I did. They were down like 18 or 19 points or something.
And then double overtime.
And it came back and won that game.
And the Bucks had Giannis. The Bucks had Dame. The Bucks. Hey, listen. The Bucks had their squad. What are we looking at here with the Lakers? Do you think they're going to be able to make a late season push and actually solidify that playoff spot?
Well, if you're a Laker fan, you for sure, you're beginning to turn up. You know, I think they are, what, in ninth or 10th place or something?
Yeah, right now they're sitting in ninth. They're 7-3 in their last 10, and they've won four in a row.
Okay.
And it will be five in a row. We're recording this in this the third quarter of the game against the Grizzlies, and they're up 20.
This team was constructed as it was marketed to me, living out here, that this is a team that could get to the NBA Finals, to get at, you know, at least to the conference finals, right? And okay. So I think the expectations is for this team to, at the very least, get to the playoffs. Now, we've all had our different terms of saying what some of us think, what some of us don't think, but I think this team has the talent to get to the playoffs. I think this team has the ability, right, Mo? And by the new evaluation of teams, hey, they won the in-season tournament. So, okay. So I think it's fair for us to think that they should at least get into the playoffs, I would think. So I don't have a problem with that. Now, it's going to be difficult for them based on their standings and where they currently are sitting in the conference. But I think it's fair to say that this team would be very disappointing if they weren't able to at least get into the playoffs. At the very least, that would be very disappointing. And I would say to at least advance. I mean, this is Laker Nation, for crying out loud.
What's your prediction for them? If you had to give an honest prediction right now of how far
I think they don't get past the play-in. Ooh. I think that's what I think. I mean, if the play-in started, right, they would play
the Warriors.
The Warriors.
And then the loser of King Suns. I think if they beat the Warriors, they beat the Kings. I don't know. I think they even beat the Suns, though.
Yeah.
So they're the eighth seed and they go up against the Nuggets in the first round.
King, Suns, or Dallas, or someone who's on that. That's what I expect.
9-1 in the last 10, have won 5 straight. They're up to 6th now.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. But you never know. I'm just saying. They'll play one of those teams. Yeah. So I don't think they're better than Phoenix. I don't think they're better than Sacramento. You know, the Golden State in a one game. When you have a one-game series, it's anybody's game. Like, it's anybody's game.
Okay.
Anybody can win one game. So, but I don't expect them to get out of the play-in.
Well, speaking of the Warriors, today Draymond Green was ejected after just 3 minutes against the Orlando Magic. Technical foul arguing with the referee. Steph Curry's reaction was very interesting. He looked like a man who's witnessing the end of his team in real time. You know, they're just 2 years away, 2 years removed from winning an NBA championship. And it's going to be interesting to see how they keep moving forward, because Steph Curry is way too good for the team that the Warriors have got around him. And, you know, do you ever envision a future where Steph Curry leaves the Golden State Warriors?
You know, this is the NBA and everything is possible. So everything is on the table. And if it's one thing that I will say, Mo, is you never say never. You're constantly open to what the possibilities are. And listen, I think it would be really cool. I always think it's cool when a player is able to start and finish their career with one team. I think it's a really cool achievement.
Would you rather see him do that, or would you rather see him go out to actually contend?
You know what I would...
As a fan.
I would want to see him finish his career with the same team as a fan. I mean, I just think that's really cool because it's rare that you see it, especially in today's game. So I think that would be really cool. However, I get it. I understand it. It's a different time. different, you know, we're in a different era, but I think it would be really cool if he could do that.
I would be fascinated to see Steph Curry go elsewhere and see him play in a different system and a different style of play. Because, you know, he spent his whole career with the Warriors, and, you know, a lot of how their offense goes is very unique to the Golden State Warriors. I would be fascinated to see him go somewhere else. My dream would be for him to go to the San Antonio Spurs and play with Victor Wembanyama. I think that would be amazing. But Steph is, what, 36 now?
Yeah.
So if he's going to go, he's going to have to. And I don't see him demanding a trade from the Warriors of spending his whole career there.
Yeah, you don't, listen. There's one thing I would say. Father Time is, undefeated. He doesn't lose. At this stage of the game, for how old is Steph now? 30, what, 5, 36? 36? He's 36. You know, when you start, you know, it's one thing you can't coach is effort and energy. There's a certain amount of effort and energy that's needed. You're asking a 36-year-old guard to suddenly start expending that level of energy in a new system, in a new place. Well, that's not fair to him. But it's also not fair for him, for us to expect, you know, life is not fair, so I shouldn't use that term, but I think it would be very challenging for him at this stage to start playing where he's having to expend energy just to stay in the game. Like, you want to at least play where you have an opportunity to play so that you can be efficient in how you play. He can still shoot at an elite level, but suddenly now I'm going to start asking him to do things at that age just to stay in the game. And that will be his dilemma, because if this is a team that can't compete, then suddenly you're asking him to play a different game. Okay, you're asking him just to play to hopefully get into the play-in.
Well, that's okay. What he's doing right now. Yeah. That's what he's doing right now.
But the way the team is currently constructed and financially, they're financially committed to them being a playoff team. They financially committed
financially, to them being a playoff but team. In reality, they may very well finish as the 11th seed.
Okay. I'm not saying that they're not going to finish there. What I'm saying is, when they put together the team and their owner said, at the very least, he expected this team to be able to participate in the playoffs.
Yeah.
He didn't commit all this money.
You don't pay the luxury tax to not be in the playoffs.
Yes. I'm not saying that they're not going to get in the playoffs. I'm not saying that I agreed with that. I'm just saying that was their commitment and thinking, right? Now, if they don't get to the playoffs this year, I think they're going to have to reassess the situation, right? They're going to have to reassess what they're going to do moving forward, provided if they can't even get to the play-in or the playoffs with this group. I mean, you can't come back with the same group and then expect something different. So they have some decisions to make. And that was a good win without Draymond tonight. That was a really good win. I mean, they played Orlando. Right?
Orlando, a good Orlando team. Well, Clay is off the books this summer. Draymond's under contract till 2027. Do you think there would be a market for Draymond if they were looking to trade him?
There's always a market. There's always someone out there. And, you know, but you got to remember, Mo, we're living in a time now where you have the basketball business, and then you have the business of basketball. And there's always a place for someone. Now, it just has to, you got to just find that place. So, of course, now, you know, nothing comes to mind immediately, but over the summer, there'll be, if that's their desire, I think there will always be an opportunity to move any player in the league if, you know, the team desires, and if the other team wants to make a deal. So there's ways to get things done.
Well, tonight we saw the return of Mitchell Robinson for the New York Knicks, which is a huge boost for them.
Oh, wow, that is.
OG Anunoby and Julius Randle's timetable for return are still uncertain. But Adrian Wojnarowski said, the belief is that Joel Embiid can be back for a handful of games in the regular season. I'm told that he's moving well. He's looked good on the court. And it's a matter of when he makes his return at this point, not if he makes his return.
Oh, okay. All right.
So the first round of the Eastern Conference playoffs may get very interesting if the Sixers stay, you know, in that lower seeded category of teams, and the Heat are there as well. With the way the Bucks lost to the Lakers, LeBron-less Lakers, do you think the Bucks are at risk of going home in the first round again for the second year straight?
The Bucks?
Yes.
I think the Bucks, they're in trouble. Okay, I just want to say that they're in trouble. As you know, I'm rooting for the Bucks because I like the Bucks, in particular Giannis. And you know, I my guy is Doc. Doc is my guy. However, this team is struggling to defend. They can't get stops. They can't get stops when they need them. They can't get critical stops at critical moments of the game. And now that puts an enormous amount of pressure for them to be an efficient offensive team. And they don't play fast.
Beverly is now out for the season as he's going surgery.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Patrick Beverly to undergo surgery. He's out for the season.
What does he have? What for?
A wrist injury.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, that's really going to hurt them. And I just think that they're going to have a problem. I watched them against the Lakers, and I said, you know what? This team, they're not a team that can raise their level to a championship level, even if they wanted to, you know. And I think and that's on the defensive end. They can't get stops. They just can't. And so I think they're going to struggle. You know, Giannis is so good, he probably gets them out of the first round, but
he couldn't do that either.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, wasn't Middleton and these guys were out? Was Middleton?
Yeah, Giannis had his little back.
Yeah, I remember I remember he played in like game one or something, and then all of a sudden he missed like.
Yeah, he missed a couple, and then he came back.
So, but if he's healthy, you always have a as we say, a fighter's chance, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, man. I just can't wait for the playoffs to get hit. I think each team has like 9 or 10 games left.
Yeah, I think you're done with the regular season.
I'm
still interested in the regular season. It's because I want someone to like just take advantage of the opportunity, which is to establish themselves as the most dominant team. And, you know, I think the Celtics have probably done the closest, but I didn't get the feeling.
The Nuggets are doing that in their record since the All-Star break. They've been pretty much unstoppable. I think the Nuggets are reminding everyone who they are.
Well, in talking to the teams, everyone still feels good about their chances. Now, I'm not saying that
in both conferences.
Yes, yeah. It's been fascinating because when you talk to people, it's not like people are saying these two teams are the best team. This is the best team in the East. Some people will say, I'm telling you, man, this team, da da da. Everyone feels that they have a chance. It just kind of reminds me of like, you know, you ever talk to people in the preseason where everyone feels that they're going into playoffs?
Yep.
That's what it feels like right now. Everyone still feels like, man, we got a chance to win the championship this year. Like no one's like saying this is the team to beat. Or like if Denver lost, yeah, it would be a surprise. But you know what? If you know, Denver lost, you would still be like, I would, because that's how I feel. You know, everyone is an injury away
from
something going wrong.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a shoe-in with everything. Now, if everything goes right, hey, man, I think Denver's going to be tough. But if something happens or an off game or someone plays, you know, I call it the Grant Williams. You get a Grant Williams game from a player in there, and anything can happen. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I feel in this playoffs as we enter into the playoffs.
Well, the Denver Nuggets may just be one scandal away, as Michael Porter Jr.'s brother has been exposed for betting on his games and tanking games,
I'm just going to stay on the court.
Michael wasn't involved in that with his brother, because that would That would be a big hit for the Denver Nuggets. And that whole gambling thing is a ticking time bomb. So I said it when the news first came out, and we're not going to revisit that. But yeah, if you're listening, the gambling stuff, that ain't it. That ain't it. That ain't it. But BJ, that's another episode of the Hoop Genius Podcast. We'll be back tomorrow with more.
Yes, we will.
And I feel like we need to answer some questions from the listeners. So if you want your questions answered, get in the Discord. The link is in the description of the show. You can join the community and have your questions answered right here on the show. Appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in. BJ, appreciate you as always. And until next time, subscribe, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcast from. And most importantly, get buckets.